Back and Better Than Ever by popular demand. Like Lando on all platforms. Where'd it go down?
It's Griffey. It's Griffey. And we got...
Lil' Druzy in the back.
Lil' Druzy in the back attack. What you mean? Come on. Andrew with the names, as always.
I'm here. Alright, we back with another episode. And today... we got a host of things to talk about. We got Doja Cat.
I don't know what to say.
She fine.
She only like white dudes. So you got to dead that.
You do, damn. Cause I'm not white. We not white if you ain't know.
I'm black, Doja.
We black. 100% African American. But so, we try.
But I want you.
You got that. Lana ain't say nothing in a minute.
Did we talk about Lana last time?
We talked about it, but some editing stuff, you know, we have technical issues.
I mess with Lana, but I'm one of them people that feel like a lot of Lana songs sound similar to me, but that's me though.
I don't think I've ever heard a full Lana Del Rey song.
Will you still love me when I'm no longer?
The first song I got with Lana is the Summer Bummer with ASAP Rocky and Playboi Carti.
That song is hard, no doubt.
Lil Yachty just dropped a new song, Split, Whole Time.
He just dropped a song?
Yeah, Playboi Carti in a music video. Need to be making music. Need to drop it. Whole lot of rage should have been dropped.
At me.
But he should have need to drop the whole album. It's been like.
What do you rate that one?
What, At Me?
No, my burp.
That was a strong four.
What else we got? White woman called the police on a black dude because at the park you gotta keep your dogs on the leash, right?
Wait a minute. So she called the police on a black dude because
her dog was on a leash and he told her to put the dog on the leash. She called the police and said, "There's a African American male threatening my life."
What?
She has now since been, because the video got video, she's been fired from her job. The dog, because they got on video, like, she damn near strangling the dog, like, pulling it, like, when she would, like, got mad because she put the collar on him. Mm-hmm. So she hooked him up to the leash. But, like, the dog was chilling. She was, like, choking it, like, because she was angry. She was damn near strangling the dog. They took it away from her.
At this point, it's undeniable. Like, at this point, you don't even gotta say it. Like, it's out there. Like, I don't even like to hear when people be like, it's not as bad as it used to be. Like, nothing has changed, buddy. Like, if anything, motherfuckers are just bold now. Everybody getting bold as hell.
What else? Another dude, officer, pinned down the dude with his knee on his neck, ended up killing the black male, Minneapolis.
I feel like it's just like a fear thing. They're scared. That don't make it okay. I don't understand what to be scared. Like, they really need to face their fears. Like, cause we're not going nowhere, and y'all can't. And we're not just finna let y'all keep killing us. So it's like, I need to find out what the problem is within yourself on some shit. Because, like, what can we do? We ain't doing nothing to provoke y'all or nothing like that, so.
You got to get in charge.
I'm not in charge. What you mean?
I mean, we have to get in those high places to make those.
Real change, definitely.
Either by force, so we do it quick, like how they overthrow France or something, and off with their heads. Try to do it the morally right way and by jobs and working hard. That's just not working out.
I just think eventually something's gonna come. this shit gonna come to a head for sure. Because
you think we're having another civil war?
People is getting tired.
Eventually.
People are getting tired.
Ain't not been no country that's, you know, that's still the same.
True.
It's all the government got overthrown at some point. Exactly. Everywhere. And
just because it's modern times, don't think that it won't happen again. Yeah. Because back then, that was modern to them, too.
They got hung out.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. That's just stuff gonna break down. Like, even now with the corona, you see that like we don't need to be working Monday through Friday. We don't. There's like a lot of stuff that could be changed now. Like even Sweden right now, they already changed. They done. They 4-day work weeks only, the whole country, Monday through Thursday. Take the weekends off. Take Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. People around the world changing everything based off the corona because they have learned that like you don't need to do that. But in America, we act like, you know how they say you can't just grow money. Mm-hmm. But they make money. Money not like no thing that come out the earth. Like they make that. Mm-hmm. The dollar is only as strong as we make it. You know, like it's just paper. We just say it's a dollar.
Exactly. Understood when they was talking about how like you have to have enough gold to back it. Why? Like, what's the point of that? Exactly. You know, it's all just a concept, and it can be amended. Like
you can change because that's what they did with the corona. They was like, hey. Yes, we don't need to lock up people that don't have... We don't need to send people to jail to have these low crimes. Because as soon as corona hit, because they were like, oh, yeah, that's like... We don't need to do that because, obviously, it's unnecessary. Right. All this stuff could change.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. Is somebody going to change or something? Yeah. People. Well, people.
Well, I don't know. Sweden's case, I don't necessarily think it's the amount which we work. I think it's where we're putting our effort into. We need to be putting effort into stopping global warming, finding jobs for that, getting these scientists.
I feel like you can't stop global warming. That's another.
I feel like yeah. We can definitely figure out how to make fuel, release more CO2 emissions.
We're not doing nothing to, like everybody said, we're harming the earth. The earth's going to be good. I ain't going to promise. The earth's going to be here longer than humans. I promise you that.
But I think we need to find a way. Because our resources are not going to be here forever, though.
That was the other people, the dinosaurs before us. It'd be like that.
Exactly. Like, take your turn. Ain't nothing we can, do to stop that. Like,
when our turn up, our turn up.
Hey, and if ain't no more turns after that, then ain't no more turns.
So you don't think there's nothing we can do to stop global warming?
No. There is things we can slow down. But.
I think that's crazy. What y'all think
though? The earth is it always does this. The earth will reset itself. It's been doing this for thousands, millions, billions of years.
And we think just because we got iPhones,
yeah,
we can change
yeah, shit. We sped it up a little bit, but it was still going to be on. It's still doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, I just have to research. But my thing is, no, if the earth rechanges, it's going to be some fucking crazy ass apocalyptic world where we can barely breathe.
We're done. And yes. Our species is done. We're not the only species. Other species can be here. It's okay.
So we're giving up.
I'm just not one of those people that feel like humans are special just because, you know.
We have intelligence over others.
Who says we're special?
Humans? Like that we can affect the world and change stuff that are going to happen anyway, whether we like it or not.
We're the ones doing it. We're the ones who put up the stuff that's hurting the shit.
The earth was
doing that regardless.
Global warming?
No.
Do you know what global warming is?
No, listen.
Yes. What's global warming?
The earth in and of itself is heating up. Yes, we sped up the process. It was already doing that. The earth has been through ice ages.
But the ozone layer is there to stop those UV.
Yes, and we sped up.
And we fucked the ozone layer up.
We opened it because we sped up the process. But
the ozone layer can rebuild itself.
The earth has an expiration date, period. Like, we're
a billion years from now.
Exactly. So why are we so
worried? But those millions when our other... All those
I don't
other
give a fuck about those millions, my ancestors and millions
okay,
of years
okay, what
from
about
now.
The next 70 years?
They're still going to be here.
It's going to be... You think the Earth's going to end next week?
No, but some shit might happen.
Hell, it's not. Hell,
I'm
nothing.
Trying to think it's
the
not.
Fucking weather? Oh my gosh, y'all are what crazy.
If shit happens, shit happens.
I'm talking about the next 100 years or so, next 50
I'm
years.
Gone.
Oh, wait,
maybe the next 50. You never know how shit's going right now.
We know that you never know could happen on any scale. The next hour, at fucking 8 o'clock tonight, the world could collapse.
What's to stop from a glacier right now from fucking going down there?
or a comet or an asteroid?
We should have satellites to detect this shit. Yeah,
After I leave, like, yeah, my kids, everything, I want them to be good, but I'm gone. Yeah. I don't care. People like, what about the earth for a million years? Who gives? I'm not here. I'm not even in that. They not, my name, they don't know. They don't know me.
You don't know what's your name to live on?
They're not knowing me a million years. Nobody said, who do we know from a million years ago right now?
Okay. It doesn't matter. It just really doesn't matter.
Not a million. There was somebody a million years ago that was hot. But in this community,
we don't monetize, know that name. You can monetize. I feel like you can monetize off helping the hurt, too.
I'm just not one of those people that, like, you know how some people spend their life's work trying to, like, slow down global warming by a second, and they spend their whole life trying to help people 100 years from now live 1 second more. Like, no, nigga, I'm not spending like, fucking
I'm not about to throw my trash in the ocean. I'm not
about to. Of course, that's just trifling that. That's trifling. I'm not about to. Like, if everybody just lives a good hearted life,
you're not about to, like.
Like, y'all were talking about America, like a country as a whole, doing stuff differently in this time of a pandemic or distress. I was saying our efforts should be to put the money into the research facilities.
Fuck everything else. We need to worry. We need to micro. That's our problem right there. We worried about all this extra shit and not worried about
Why are we spending millions and billions of dollars on research about shit that's gonna happen anyway?
We just saying money and shit is not just a fucking eye. What do you think is just gonna happen anyway? We can protect the ozone there.
For what?
We can stop these fuel emissions from being spread.
Give me three good reasons why this air
quality.
Can you breathe?
Water pollution. I'm sure there's someone that could build a machine to suck all that fucking shit out in like a more efficient way. Okay, the shit that's highly concentrated with plastic glue, that's not that big.
This is what I'm gonna hold you to, alright?
That's two. You gonna give you another one?
I'm tired of being worried about international problems when we have national problems that we're not worried about.
It is a national problem.
No. You think it's too big?
I don't got clean water.
Oh, God.
Why don't I got clean water?
Because they don't want to give them clean water.
Pollution. Water is polluted.
They can fix that.
And why haven't we fixed it?
Because we don't want to.
Exactly. That's what we need to do.
That's why I say fuck that.
Helping the environment.
Fuck global warming. Because it makes it a lot hot. It's always going to be hot outside.
We got polluted. It's going to make it. That global warming. Global warming is just not heat. It's also cold, too.
A polluted earth is
but
what I'm getting
we
at.
Worried about that, but we got homeless people.
Fuck on the them. Side of the
no.
street.
Whoa! You don't care about your
homeless people, but you care about a figment. You care about the ozone layer.
You care about the nigga that's not going to care. They ain't nobody going to know Andrew Logan in a million years.
I don't want them to know.
This man is going to die of starvation tomorrow, but who you worry about shit 100 years from now.
Not, might not
that's
be
not,
his fault.
That you're not even going to see.
Okay.
You're going to see him fall.
Man on the street.
No, but guess what, too?
Why is the man on the street? Because life. You want to... Instead of building companies and corporations to give him jobs and work, you want to put all your money into the ozone layer and try to figure out why it's so hot outside.
You can't... Life get happens.
Him, build the air conditioning so he can get in the house.
Life happens.
Some people
don't have the same brakes that everybody else. Life happens. It's rough to some people and they get put down.
Exactly.
So...
Exactly. But you want to spend $1 billion on a research.
Where's in the California, I think? One city, they figured out, hey, guess what? Before the COVID, did nothing. Since the COVID opened, guess what? Multiple housing for the homeless people in their communities. That quick. It took less than a month. Had the homeless in a place, everything. Disregarding them for years. Mm-hmm. COVID hit.
But now we can do it.
We got the resources now. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not worried about that. We have stuff now that we could be doing. And we worried about bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there's some other shit. First off, niggas trying to leave the earth. Niggas already done.
Lord. Y'all think humans are not
able
to take care of the earth? You think they capable of getting to space?
No, can't give it to space, yeah.
Oh, we got to the fucking moon. We ain't even been to Pluto, and we barely getting to Mars, this little robot they done sent.
Who trying to go to Pluto? Why is...
Pluto too cold.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for space exploration, but... And just so you can go and spend $1 billion just so you can have a paragraph in a history book. But I also feel just like, that's all cool, but there's a lot more stuff that we need to worry about on Earth, and y'all trying to go to
Pluto. Some of them people be like, okay, like we said, We can do no more. Let's get focused on the next planet.
So you trying to go to space? I don't even think
Mars.
Us as a science, I don't know about American science, but we're not thinking. We're losing too many fucking resources just to get to the fucking moon.
Well, we not put most of ours. I mean, we still NASA can still do that because they just do that. But you know, Obama took the money away from NASA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did he do with it? Put it in Obamacare?
Put it with the
SpaceX.
No, that's Trump. Gave a lot of money to the Latino community, the LGBT community. That's where he spread to military.
I just don't feel like I'm one of those people that don't feel like space is that important.
It's very important. A lot of our technology, a lot of the stuff we have now has all came from like NASA and them trying to get space. Like even little stuff like Velcro.
Them just trying to survive in space.
Yeah, like they figured all that. Like if it wasn't for them trying to do that space stuff, we wouldn't have a lot of this stuff we have now.
That makes sense.
I just think the way we're getting in space is taking up too much energy. They need to find
But we got people like Elon Musk that doing it with their own thing, and other bro, it's somebody else.
Elon Musk went to space?
No, he has his own companies.
Probably doing some stuff.
They be texting right. They can watch on YouTube. They be having like live shuttles. They still be building rockets to get there. You know, they trying to like, they trying to have a hotel in space at some point.
A hotel? Do you have to wear a mask?
No, you're in the space show. You're in the space hotel. Oh, you don't have to wear it in there.
I wonder how much that would be.
Too much. One of them houses on the channel where you watch them houses. You buy that if you buy Architectural Digest YouTube channel. If you buy a house, it comes with a free ticket to space.
Oh,
for one of their mansions. It comes with a Bentley, a Lambo, a butler, a summer beach home in New York,
and you own everything.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you had the butler. He works for you for like 6 months. You had the beach home for like a year. And then you had, like when you buy the house, but then you had to start paying on a beach home and start paying on a butler. Mm-hmm. But you still got a Bentley, a Lambo.
And that you own to keep the cars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got two free tickets to space.
Two.
So what do you do? Like,
with the space tickets?
Yeah.
No idea. I guess when they had a space hotel. I mean, if you can afford all this, you probably can afford a space hotel trip.
Let's go to space. Can you win that house?
No. You can win it with $80 million, $100 million.
If you had all the money in the world, would you?
I'm buying everything. I've said this multiple times. If I could afford everything, why not buy everything?
What is everything? You become everything. A dictator?
Huh?
You become a dictator?
Why does it have to be a dictatorship?
Okay, well, there's only one person.
I can buy everything and like, okay, bought everything. Now, we don't need to pay for lighting. Y'all need to pay for water. Y'all need to do all that. Like, everything is just what it is. Since all this stuff is made up anyway, I could just stop all that.
What are people going to do?
Just live their life.
I mean, there's going to have to people that are going to work to pump the water.
You don't have to work to live your life. They have other interests. They can do those interests. And just do that to just do it.
So okay, but you're going to be all
You can go to like Chili's. We built a society. Who's going to cook and who's going to serve?
People are always going to want to cook because people just like doing that in general. So those jobs are going to be available because people just like
are not going to be working and waitering if they don't have to.
No, I'm saying people that, maybe not waitering, but look, we can find out something. But people love to cook. You don't think restaurants not going to stop?
Okay.
People want to do that. People want to build stuff.
Who's going
to
serve?
People want to follow their dreams to build stuff. People want to do this stuff. Yeah. So this, like, the stuff, that stuff, not going to go away. Like, it's not going to be like, okay. And you can still, you know, like the,
and I'm not. Everything's going to be dirty because who's going to clean up? Ain't nobody going to want to clean up.
I'm not cleaning up.
I'm trying to figure out who the fuck cleaning up.
People going to want to do. It's going to be, it is what it is. Why not own everything? Why do we have to stop? There's no point.
I feel you, but I feel like somebody has to be in charge. There has to be some kind of barter exchange.
They figured it out back in the day. We could do it too.
They started building a society.
Yeah. And the society is just because we have it, it's not a group.
It's not.
I understand the fact that you're saying, well, we could change it. Like, there can be a change in it. But what would the change be?
I don't know. I mean, I could just get the smart niggas. They can get on it. They can figure it out that easy.
What's your concept of intelligence?
IQ.
Adolf Hitler was smart.
Yeah, he was. Yes, yes, he got the whole country on his back. Yes,
he was very manipulative, and he was persuasive. Yes,
and cruel, just because he was, racist. Just because he, but yeah, the nigga he was
persuasive.
But the nigga did what he needed to do.
He did what he had.
All right? I'm not condoning his actions at all.
We're not condoning anything that man did. We're just saying, look, you can't deny it was. It's undeniable. He got all the people to follow him and literally kill for him. And didn't pay him a dime.
Had the world didn't even know for a minute. They came there to go to the Olympics in Berlin. Didn't even let the Jews go out to when they had the Olympics in Berlin. Just had a whole world there.
Niggas and he didn't hide anything. Niggas, he was very obvious and outright with his...
And we got, what else? I watched on the History Channel. They say if the Nazis... again, not condoning. But they said if the Nazis would have took over, they said we probably would have had the technology like the iPads, all that. They said we probably would have had that stuff like back in the '80s, in the '70s, in the '80s, we would have had it.
Really?
They had fighter jets.
Germans built all of NASA. Like America, guess what? Gotta watch Hunters. They fucking after World War II, they told all the German science, the German war engineers, they told them all niggas come work for us.
Smart.
And that's how they all got them fucking German shits in NASA. And science and all that shit.
They had
and the government too.
They had fighter jets in World War II. Not like those one of those airplanes, like kind of more modern airplane fighter jets that we have now. Mm. They had them in Germany, but Hitler was like, they didn't mass produce it because he didn't think they were like gonna be that effective. But they were, but they already had that. They was already up there.
I feel like America just had more like resources.
We know how to use people. We know how to use people.
Yeah. But Adolf Hitler, he was a good war person. Or he had good people that were good war strategists. Because he took over quickly.
Not condoning his actions. We're going to keep saying
it. Disclaimer.
Oh, yes, he was the worst. But I mean, they fucking went over to a whole different country to save a whole bunch of white people while we was over here, slavery. We have to fight for
ourselves. Oh, not
even slavery. Nah, don't cut that part out.
They don't talk about the, what's it, in Congo? In Congo? Yeah. They slaughtered 10 million Africans? America, and that's not in the history books.
Used to kill Japaneseans. They used to kill Japanese.
In the concentration camps?
Japan
also bombed us with Pearl Harbor.
They did. That's what I'm saying. Like, we y'all.
And then we hit them with a nuke, too. You can still see. They say you still go there. You can still see you can still see the disintegrated people's scorch marks in the ground in some places from the atomic bomb.
Yeah, they shouldn't attack us on Pearl Harbor.
And we have hydrogen bomb.
I don't like that.
Chemical warfare is a no-go.
Why was that even invented? Chemical warfare, period. Like
mustard gas and all that?
Yeah.
Because we need new ways to kill people.
To let them know don't fuck with
but
us.
But I just feel like nuclear and all of that, that is way too dangerous.
Well, you see, we dropped that. What has happened since? Nobody messing with us. What you gonna do when this country has multiple
nukes?
But
then that's more of a dictatorship.
When us and Russia, yeah.
Because you're ruling by fear.
Somebody got to be on top.
You're ruling by fear.
Somebody has to be on top. Everybody can't be equal. It is what it is.
I think China's on top right now.
China, I think I seen something where they say China... thinks crazy. Like it's about like damn near like with this COVID, it's like about to be a new Cold War with America.
I just feel like that nuclear stuff that should be off the table. That's like you having a whole hand of jokers and drop.
We have
force.
A hydrogen bomb is stronger than a atomic bomb.
Hydrogen.
And we have one of those. When the atomic bomb is the atoms blowing hitting each other at a fast speed to blow up. And the atomic bomb is literally splitting the atoms apart.
Where do we keep it?
We have bases like in Nevada, California, probably. They got to do these in like open spaces when they do those nuclear tests.
And the president has control over when these are.
No, not just like he can't just be like nuke people. That he can't declare war by himself. They gotta sign off on that.
I'm sure like. There's like seven different people we have to go through to get like the nuclear codes.
Yeah, and it's just not held by one person. Yeah. It's held by multiple people. There's a lot of stuff you got to go through.
But he can declare war.
He'll not by himself. Yeah, he has.
There's something he can override.
It's a
because it's in the constitution.
But it's for a certain. It has to be a certain reason.
If a president wants to go to war, he can go to war. I guess he can.
Nah.
If Trump really wanted to go fight North Korea.
No, they can't. Right now, do you know how many presidents would do that?
They did, Thor.
No. It goes through the we have a bureaucracy.
Bush, they didn't want Bush to go to Afghanistan. They didn't want them to go to Vietnam. But presidents did that shit. I'm sure if Trump as really wanted a war, he would do
it. No. The Congress has the power to declare declarations of war.
Trump just a big ass bluff. That's all he was doing.
Bluff. He can only send troops. He can only send troops over there when the Congress decides we're going to war. Then he could be like, let's go.
So Congress has to decide.
Yeah, I told you, you got bureaucracy.
Congress controls his troops.
You need a bureaucracy. You can't just do that.
You watch your man.
Hey, yeah, we got 9 in the cut, too.
Congress has declared war on 11 occasions. 11 occasions. Drip, it could drown.
Y'all, so, y'all done went all the way to the damn government. y'all over here, the UN.
What else? What else do we got?
What's the other topics?
Yeah,
did you tell us about what Doja Cat's apology?
Yeah, Doja Cat apology. Since I,
what did she say in it?
Okay, so basically, everybody was saying that it seemed genuine. I mean, you could tell that she was coached to say what she was gonna say, of course. And everything she was saying, she was talking about, like, you know, me and my management, this, that, and the next, and stuff like that.
What did she say behind the reason what she did what she did?
Like, she was basically saying that, like, nobody she deals with is racist. Nobody has those types of feelings or anything like that. Like, and, you know, basically she was touching on her background and being from South Africa or whatever like that.
She black?
Yeah. Well, mixed. Half and half. So she says she goes to the chat rooms just because she says those are genuinely her friends and stuff like that. And I feel like, you know, what she said in the chat rooms are unexplainable. So it's just, I don't know how everybody's supposed to feel about that. But basically, she was just touching on how she's proud to be black and she would never, like, want anybody to be. Basically, she feels like she was misunderstood in LA. Like, she didn't want anybody to take what she said for God. And she said that we took it the wrong way and stuff like that. So I feel like that's all she can say because there's a video.
Oh, she gonna give it a black dude now?
No.
Her team gonna make her?
Yeah. I don't know what. Who is she signed to? Is she signed?
Yeah, she's signed. I have to look. Yeah, Texas open phase 2 Friday. Water parks will be open Friday.
Hey, let's go. Where we going? Let's go to Typhoon, Texas.
What did she originally say?
She said a lot of stuff. She was in one of the chat rooms. She was, I guess, doing some stuff. Like, no, she for sure was, like, at, like, saying, you know, like, on some, what nigger, like, doing all that. You know how we play? Like how black
people. But you don't do that with white people.
Yeah, with all, like, 20 white people, like, laughing at Kiki. I'm like,
oh, yeah, don't Kiki.
Like, people on Twitter were like, black people do it all the time, but yeah, with each other on Twitter.
Yeah.
We don't, we not in there with white people doing it. That Den Du song, that would mean, I guess she said she tried to flip it on his head.
And she kept saying if we want her to change the lyrics, she's open to that.
See, like, and that's the thing, if you flipping on his head by the lyrics, doing something. If your lyrics start flipping on his head, then how, I don't understand how you think you flipped on his head just by making a song.
Flip what on his head?
Does she try to flip the term on his head, then do by her? But the only way you can do that is by your lyrics, right? But if she has to change them because they're offensive, then that means she didn't flip it.
You know, South Africa, they be racist.
Yeah, apartheid. Yeah, sir.
Even with South Africa?
Mm-hmm. Apartheid, yeah. Ray, a lot of history over there.
Whites, blacks, we don't
have it. No, whites on. You would think it's Africa, but whites up there on up top.
Yeah, I know it's South Africa, so like white people. It's crazy.
Can't even be in our own country.
It'd be stupid.
Ain't do nothing. What else has occurred? Who else is opening up? Washington, Italy.
See, I don't know anything about COVID. Like, I don't be watching the news. But I will say that's another thing that they was talking about, how, like, black people are not really as informed because, I don't know, for some reason we feel like we're invincible from all of that. Or maybe, I just think we're just not panickers. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to, you know, point fingers on it, but, like, I feel like white people generally are, like, way more concerned about things that they make everything their business. And they're, like, really concerned about everything and kind of scary in that sense. Black people don't operate out of fear like that to me because I feel like we've been through so much. So, just another thing. So, therefore, I am not thankful.
About COVID?
Yeah. Not that it's, like, an excuse or anything. I'm just saying just how it is. We, like, our first thing isn't to panic or whatever. We just live life regular.
Breathe there. I know just how we're going to get there.
I need a, need to watch something. What did I say? 200 on occasion. Eric K, 200. See, little baby? 200 on occasion. Every okay, 200. You ain't see him?
Here's now. Oh, here's that video?
Yeah.
Nah, I got that saved. I'm gonna go back to watch.
Oh, yeah, first I see that him and Jada back to she.
What's his name?
On that. He back with she.
Oh, little baby and Jada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, y'all saw that coming. She just had a dinner and he was there.
That's why I like what people said on Twitter. Well, a lot of them girls, females, saying on Twitter, they said I can't even be mad. I was a Jada too.
Like,
and I'm glad y'all understand. Y'all just like y'all was most of y'all was just like her, taking back the same nigga.
And y'all do that for these niggas with $100. That nigga got millions. Make it a little harder.
He said if he don't get 5 minutes from
the Because I know all y'all females do the same shit. And now y'all just sitting here watching y'all. She's supposed to be different because she take pictures on Instagram. Wrong.
True.
Everybody's still people at the end of the day. Put that past nobody. Folks is people. They gonna call Pete on you.
Avatar Last Airbender on Netflix.
We watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm on where
I only seen like some episodes.
He just picked up Toph.
I gotta finish Riverdale. I've been watching Riverdale from season one. And it's so good, man. It's so fucking good.
I have to go back to that. I ain't been keeping
I just like how they was like shooting it and how they play with the lights and stuff. Like season four is shot so clean. It's like a movie.
I've been meaning. I don't need money to eat. It's a 26th. Ain't. When, Little Key thing supposed to be. When that supposed to be dropped? Little Key new album supposed to be coming out. It should be around this time. Now that I'm looking at it.
It should be around this time.
So, dang. It's Trapped on Cleveland 3, right? Yeah. I'm gonna look at that.
This is in Ohio, huh?
That's the name of the street.
I feel like it's Cleveland somewhere.
But yeah, that's Cleveland, Ohio.
I feel like it's Cleveland, Ohio. It's a Cleveland, Texas.
It's probably, yeah. Oh, it's Cleveland, Texas. You know, we got names from other places. We got a Paris, Texas.
We do have a Paris, Texas.
Philadelphia, Texas.
We do?
I think so. No, Philadelphia. I'm thinking of Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I think we have Arkansas, Texas, too. The city.
Arkansas, Indeed. Texas.
That's the only.
That's the what?
Arkansas?
Arkansas is a state.
Arkansas is a state?
Arkansas is a state?
We have Arkansas, Texas.
Arkansas is a state by Alabama?
Mm.
Yeah. You gotta go if you're driving from
Ms.
here.
Ms. Thomason didn't make you do your state's capital.
If you're driving from here to Florida, you got past your Arkansas.
It's some weird capital like Taco the Cool.
Taco the Cool.
Catacombs.
We got East Texas, West Texas, but you don't say South Texas.
You say Southeast Texas.
Do we?
Yeah. Mr. Cocker.
People say Southeast Texas. Oh, you're from Southeast Texas? Like San Marcos people?
Oh, y'all weird people. Weirdos. Because where they from? Where a lot of them from?
That's more like East Texas.
People say Southeast when they're talking about where we're from.
Yeah. Texas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Southeast.
Cool.
Southeast Texas.
No, they say Southeast Houston.
Yeah. I hear Southeast Houston.
I don't hear Southeast Texas. I just hear East Texas, not Southeast.
I just hear Houston. But I hear a lot of East Texas, West Texas, not North Texas. No. People say the Panhandle.
West Texas.
What is South Texas?
Texas is a goddamn.
South Texas.
South Texas is us. We're literally at the south of Texas.
Oh, like Padre.
Galveston.
Padre.
The Gulf.
Yeah.
The Gulf.
And Rio Grande go through Texas, Mexican.
West Texas, Amarillo is in West Texas.
Right? El Paso.
Is that would you put? But ain't that near the Panhandle? Is that not near the Panhandle?
Where
the Panhandle was the top.
Yeah, I thought El Paso was up there.
Oh no, the Panhandle was like right there.
By Oklahoma.
Like a little right here.
I think I know what you mean.
But the Panhandle was the long skinny part of it.
Sports coming back. NBA getting ready to try to come back. Oh. NFL still thinking about it. NHL
coming. The NFL still thinking about it. This finna be their season.
They finna all get, cause they was the niggas that got the corona first. They finna all get that.
Who?
Shit. The basketball players.
Yeah. They been having. They, you know, I think they still going. They trying to play at Disneyland right now. One of Disneyland arenas has a court. Mm-hmm. So that's where they trying to play. The Staples Center has said they'll let them play there. And another, I guess Disneyland has another place in California with a place. NFL, definitely, they canceled their overseas games. Mm-hmm. And now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do for the season. But some NBA players, they said, like, they're not, they say they don't care if the, they say they don't care
about
if,
what?
If the season started. They still sitting out. One dude said,
I feel like ain't no point in everybody in them starting if everybody's not in accordance, because then it's just going to be broken.
Yeah. Joe Ingles said he done if they start. They just don't want to open them back up. Jimmy Fallon, I guess, has. Oh yeah, he had blackface in one of his skits.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Come on, I like Jimmy.
In 2000, there we go. He was the first name Chris Rock for an SNL sketch.
Oh shit! They went and dug this shit up.
Did Chris Rock know?
I mean, it was on SNL in 2000. Everybody knew. Everybody watched it.
That's what I'm saying.
But that was a different time.
Yeah. Nobody tolerates that shit right now.
That's sensitive.
It's not a joke no more.
Cause y'all killing us.
Oh, there's another thing. What I say? People are mad at Netflix.
Oh, what Netflix do?
Twitter's mad at Netflix. Not people. Twitter, just people.
Everybody's always mad. Because I feel like everybody
they
get
hire
over themselves.
Older actors to play teenagers.
That was the CW.
Netflix. Okay, but think about this.
Everybody does
but
that.
But think about this. Think about this. Because I was just talking to Andrew about this. We was watching Riverdale. And you know, of course, they're older.
That's one of the shows they're that older. Said.
Okay, but my thing is like this. In Riverdale, we like those sex scenes. We like when it gets raunchy.
See, Twitter people are saying.
That's a lie. That's a lie because Riverdale sex scenes are great. Like, they're great. Like, everybody likes those sex scenes.
People are saying, why are they sexualizing teenagers?
That's bullshit. That's bullshit because everybody who watches Riverdale or shows like that had their crush. That's how they keep going. Most of it is girls. It's women. They like to look at the guys. And men like to look at the women, too. So imagine if this girl was really, she's playing a 15 or 16 or 17-year-old. Yeah, imagine if they were really 15, 16, 17. They can't kiss. They can't just be doing all of that.
Yeah. Oh, Oh, yeah.
That's not going to look right.
Everybody, you should know that because that's in not just Netflix, because movies do that too.
Exactly.
Because you can't do that. But yeah, people are saying like...
Because if you're gonna show the coming of age, if you're going to have a coming of age show where the actors grow up in the show, that's a part of their life, kissing in their first, you know, say that's relationships. Disgusting. Okay, well, then stop watching it. Well, I mean, like... I don't understand that. Don't say that that's disgusting, because it's like we all went through that. And basically all film is a story. And not, that's a story.
Everybody went through it.
What do you mean that everybody went through it?
I think that's the whole Twitter's argument, is that not everybody
has sex.
As mature as that has sex at that age. So why are we showing that? Sexualizing these kids.
Oh, boo!
I'm just saying the argument.
Well, then don't fucking watch it. Then don't watch, because I promise you, majority, that is like the like the coming to age. You're 16, 17, and you have your first boyfriend or girlfriend, and y'all, you have your first kiss. Nobody, come on.
But in this day and age, when we...
I don't believe that shit, because back in the day, folks was getting married and having babies at 16.
Yeah, but not in modern age.
Who are people, bro? That pisses me off.
Well, okay, in the modern age, but not since we've been
in that later day and age. If you wanted to be 30 and wanted to have you a 16-year-old, you could.
It was cool, but now
they can't do that. So we shouldn't be sexualizing kids.
But then I said, watch somebody get mad. Well, I didn't say watch somebody get mad. I said, I guess that is a little weird. But I said, but that's why they would have to hire up.
Yeah, but this is also not the first show to show.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course. I mean, a Secret Life of American Teenager. We can go all the way back.
Secret Life of American Teenager was fucking crazy.
Yeah, they was fucking awkward. Exactly. Teen Wolf. They had to be grown.
So that's why I was like, this is stupid. But I saw like, it had like almost 100,000 tweets.
Did people bring up like awkward, like the fucking MTV
people
shows?
Were bringing up stuff, but more people were like, it don't matter, like more people was going at them.
People
then
just want to troll. Oh, what's that's all about? It is.
Because I feel these like that's the whole point.
Twitter and on social media just wants...
Like, it's high school. People opinions. Fuck, and people, like, you know what I'm saying? It's high school.
Throwing passion to lighter?
Like it's literally high school. People are gonna have sex. You're gonna kiss. You're gonna meet somebody. Like, that was high school. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me shut up. Put my foot in my mouth. Y'all too sensitive for me, bro.
What's another topic? This one I just been thinking. I've been seeing it. I seen somebody, not gonna name names, was like, you know, why females only date hood niggas? I feel like that only happens on Twitter.
What?
I feel like when you go outside in the real world, you really can't think females only date hood niggas. I feel like you really can't think that.
You can't, because you're not a hood nigga. You have no self-esteem.
I feel like that's only Twitter talk.
Yeah.
Like, and if you really think that in real life, you just got no hoes. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, I see that every day. That be on every day on Twitter,
I feel like Twitter is changing the dynamic of relationships and how they view people.
Oh, yeah, Twitter is that. No, I wouldn't even go as far as Twitter, because it's like...
Social media.
Yeah, social media and just, like, the personalities that
like, people are... Like, some females out here are some bird-ass, duck-ass females.
Like it's like the personalities that generation looks up to. Like, you have, like, Jada and Lil Baby and shit. Like, everybody thinks that's goals and everything like
but
that.
But also, just like, even in that, though, they aren't the first.
Relationship. No, of course. No, of course, they're not the first. I'm saying how everybody looks up on those relationships. Yeah.
Everybody want to be a black person. People want to be with one.
Some people want to be, some people say they want to be a baby mama. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they...
Like, they look at that and that's okay now.
They fantasize about these.
But that's just one of them Twitter topics. Like, the one, like, the other Twitter, when there was, like, females was, like, what's he say? She said PS5s are, you know, they were talking about, you know, girls buying them their PS5s. The girl was, like, PS5s are only for dudes that buy me Chanel purses. They buy you Chanel purses, pay for your nails, your hair, your food, and basically...
I agree with
do
that.
A whole bunch of stuff.
PS5 is kind of expensive.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive, but if you need a dude to do all of that for you,
just to be able to
for him to be loyal enough for you to get him a gift, that's not it. First of all, I wouldn't even want a girl to even expect, talking about some need to be buying me nails, need to be buying me hair. A dude don't need to be buying you nothing.
I understand that, but a dude don't need to be fucking. He doesn't have to be old to PS5. He not doing that.
I have not seen no one dude like, has.
I understand
no one.
If I'm gonna buy my boy a boyfriend a PS5, then should be buying me. That I should be getting gifts like that.
If you're gonna buy your dude a PS4, it's because you wanted to buy your dude a PS4.
Yeah, that's why. That's it.
And that's it.
And that's you don't do so. It's like, okay, I'm gonna do this so you can do that. No, and then after all that, ain't no dude that really got a game system and a girl really thinking, like my girl gotta buy me this PS5. Like I'm not about to do nothing. She gotta buy me. That's nobody. Nobody's really thinking that. And even on that, she gotta do this, gotta do this, just for the PS5, that's not even matching energy. Exactly. PS5 gonna be under $500. Sony already said that. Yeah. Nails, hair, Gucci purse, whatever, all that, that's like $5,000. Exactly. That's not even matching. That didn't even go hand in hand. And then she was trying to say, she was like, it's just like, I do this, you do this for me. You could have said that. Your example was horrible.
You didn't say that, yeah.
Your analogy that you tried to make was horrible.
I'll
I'm not buy. I when I buy stuff for my girl, I just do it because that's what I want to do.
That's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
I'm not expecting her. I told her you gonna give me the PS5. Like, but I'm not expecting her to buy the PS5. It's joke. I'm gonna buy that motherfucker if.
Look, I'm getting it. Whether you get it or I get it, don't matter. Whoever buy it first, get it. That's what I'm saying. That's the societal thing. See what Orlando's really stepping up.
I
and they say we got
stems, it. I don't know if
it hit. We got to close Sea World.
Oh man, look. I feel like if you're finna close Sea World, then you need to close the whole zoo. You need to close, and you need
people. Zoo say that. People say they need to close zoos and they need to close circuses.
I don't like zoos. I never like zoos.
I went to a zoo with the girl.
I always said that.
When you get older,
the zoos is not it no more.
That's cap. I went to the zoo last summer. It was a good time.
No, the cheetah can't even run. That's what I look at.
I just look at them.
That's what I'm saying. And they look back at you, but that's not what they do.
I just look at the big ass.
I feel bad when I go to the zoo now. I have
cap. I was planning a trip to go to the San Diego Zoo, since that's supposed to be one of the best zoos in the world.
I feel bad as fuck looking at
a zoo used in multiple movies outside. Yeah,
I'll go to like a safari.
It's sad.
Walk,
I won't go to the safari because they're in their habitat.
Did it hit?
No. Smoking stems, yo. We need to go real. But no, I always felt like that, and I really feel like. Okay, I feel like. Dogs have good lives. Fish, let them go. Let all the fish go if you're doing that, because a fish is just in a cage. You just not telling it to do tricks, but you have it in a small tank, as opposed to it being in its environment. You gotta let it go.
Dogs are domesticated. This is their environment.
That's what I'm saying. Dogs are domesticated, but fish aren't.
Yeah.
So let the fish go. Let all the zoos go. Let SeaWorld go.
But I mean, Shamu has that little ass tank. Shamus need a whole sea.
What do you think a fish needs?
Okay, a sea, a pond.
Exactly.
Okay, but I'm talking. Okay, so you don't believe in closing down SeaWorld?
I believe in closing it down.
They break their fucking fins.
SeaWorld was cool for the first time going there.
Yeah, it was cool for when you first went, but it's just
I remember that popsicle. That Ceremu popsicle, that was good.
Yeah, I remember.
As you get older, you're just not for that shit no more.
Oh.
But is it up to us to wrap it from a cheese?
So now we're being too sensitive about closing down.
Is it worth us wrapping that from our children? Because when are they ever gonna see Ceremu?
They have fucking iPads.
Yeah, but it's different when you see it in real life.
My nephews and them, they went to the zoo, I think, once, and they want to watch anime. Minecraft Dungeons came out. Put that out there. Before. Basically, dungeon crawler Minecraft version of. Up to 4 players co-op couch. Watch it. Might be on my stream. Yeah. Look out for that Twitch stream. It's going to be up there.
Twitch stream. Why you got the green eyes, Gary?
And we having all that.
Let's mix them up. Our spirited debates coming from the podcast today. See us.
versatile.
Anybody got any more thoughts?
Any more thoughts?
Comments, concerns? When are the malls open? When is the Apple store opening back up?
The mall's open. Galleria open.
But not the Apple store. Apple store closed.
Apple? Ooh. I don't know when Apple opened.
Because Andrew need a phone.
I need a phone.
When is Apple opening up? They're based in California, so...
We gotta go to Cali school.
They're not open in California, though. They're still locked down.
I feel like if water parks are opening, then the world could open up. Because you know how many people... You know there's probably gonna be no lines.
No, but it's going state by state, though.
What you mean?
The opening up stuff.
Oh, really?
That's only on the governor's call.
So Houston, water parks opening up?
Oh, Texas. All of Texas. All of Texas, phase two starts Friday. Water parks open up.
I bet you
up.
It's not going to be in no lines. We should really go.
I guarantee it's going to be people. Did you not see Clay?
You think it's going to be people?
People want to be out in Texas. We're tired. People are going to go outside.
Do you see how many... The river... Oh, you don't text. Don't stop chatting. It's packed. Mm.
People not scared no more. And they don't care.
I don't know. They give a fuck.
Yeah.
I get sick. Nobody turning zombies. They just dying. So.
Oh, man. But you know, I don't give a fuck. I never give a fuck. It's only where a man's gonna have to. Put you in the ceiling fan.
Did you like The Lion King?
The live action?
It was boring as hell.
The live action?
Yeah.
I just asked my nephews and them about it. Nobody had any good reviews for it. They said the music sucks. They said everything sucks.
I didn't even do it. Huh? Andrew's such a little bitch.
So I haven't seen no good review for it.
No, well, I didn't like it either. I just like Beyonce. But
There was Beyonce couldn't even save it.
Nah, yeah, she...
I didn't like Scar.
She tried.
Zazu was really little.
He was little in the cartoon. He was like just like the cartoon. But their mouths was barely moving.
Yeah. And then they'd be looking away, talking and shit. Like this a fucking lion.
Like, the Jungle Book was way better.
Jungle Book was good.
Jungle Book was fucking great. Okay.
Both of the versions.
Any closing statements for the audience?
Closing statements. Hey.
Follow your boy on Instagram, __ DR3W__ Check it.
I ain't using names with all of those. Follow your boy like Lando. That's all you gotta type in. Like Mike, like Lando.
Like basic.
Fake Griffy. FAKE GRIFFEY. Don't fake it till you make it.
Don't fake it till you make it.
No cap radio.
It's been Griffy.
Lando.
Le Druzy.
All right, we out.
Stay fresh.